Ah, the dangling ending from Lucy Foley. And I was mistaken. This is actually the second track on the album. I said lead-off track, but my apologies. Now, speaking of the album, there's a lot of wonderful photographs in here, and you've taken most of them.
Yes, except for the ones of me, which some of which I you know, pose right. And give somebody a camera to take, but yes.
But the thing that I found interesting is that Roger Ebert, the film critic,
yes,
stumbled across them and wrote some very nice things about,
yes,
them on his blog.
That was an extraordinary thing that happened, because I took, the first photograph that he came across, I believe, and I'm absolutely open to be corrected, but I believe it was sent to him by a colleague of his who was a former U.S. espionage agent.
Oh.
who's written a book about his experiences. And I believe that man sent him this photograph with no context. So he found it somewhere on the internet, and it couldn't have been on my Flickr
right.
page, so emailed it to him.
And is it this one?
That's exactly it, yes.
I have to describe it. It's you can actually see it on Lucy's website. It's lucyfoley.com. But it's this very striking figure of, it's a woman who's got what looks like a dummy strap to her back, and she's staring into a store window, and it says, "Sit down, please."
Yes, in the store window,
right,
there was the text, and there's a beautiful yellow light going through it, and it's just one of those gorgeous, miraculous moments.
You just stumbled across this,
yes,
in your street photography.
That you're lucky to get if you're lucky to get, you know. And then everything's in focus, and there's enough light, because I never use a flash or anything like that, so, and you've got the right film or whatever it is, you know. But yes, so he was sent that, and he put it on his Facebook page, and said that he had been haunted by it, and he was fascinated by it, and he would like to anybody know what's up, you know? And the extraordinary thing is, I wasn't following his Facebook page, you know, so a friend of mine who is living in Illinois, called Sheila Ryan, sent me a link and said, "Lucy, I think because she knows my work very well, and she said, I think one of your photographs is on Roger Ebert's Facebook
page.
Oh, my
goodness.
Do you know anything about this?" And I just sort of stared at the words in the email, wondering what the hell that was. So I just clicked on whatever link she sent, and it was there. And it's so funny, you do a double take, like, well, of course I took that photograph. It's such a, you know, very particular photograph. And I've used it in various projects as well.
Yeah.
And yes, so it was there. So I wrote to him to claim the, you know, having taken the photograph and you know, to express my amazement. And he was so lovely and gracious and wrote a blog post about my work. I sent him links to my video work and my music. And this was on the 30th of October, and I had just released the album on the 1st of October.
Oh,
so the timing,
goodness,
was really quite extraordinary.
Wow.
You know, I don't think if I'd hired a publicist, they couldn't have gotten it better, you know.
And serendipity.
It was really, truly was. And it was very moving. I mean, there was just something absolutely gorgeous about the whole thing. There was something very beautiful about it. And he wrote a beautiful, very lovely little appreciation on his website. And I thought that was very, very nice.
Well,
yes.
Thank you, Roger Ebert.
Indeed. Indeed.
And the aforementioned mosquitoes are in there, and a few other lovely,
yes,
images in the background of all the lyrics. And it's a lovely little package. And the songs are lovely, too. That's what sort
much.
Of drew me to it. Not so much the photography, yes, but the music.
Yes.
And I'm quite enjoying this.
Lovely. We are too, I believe.
I hope so.
Murmurs of assent in the room. That's a good sign.
Well, can we hear another tune?
Yes, certainly. I think we will play one of the rockier songs on the album, which is called On the Stairs.
Okay.